She said, not now. She said, not now. She said, not now. It is an early Monday morning. The sun is becoming bright on the land. No one is watching as he comes a-walking. Two bulky suitcases hang from his hands. He heads towards the tower that stands in the campus. He goes through the door. He starts up the stairs. The sound of his footsteps, the sound of his breathing, the sound of the silence, for no one was there. He put down his burden. The four-sided clock began to chime. 7 a.m. The day is beginning. So much to do and so little time. He looks at the city where no one had known him. He looks at the sky where no one looks down. At his life and what it has shown him. He looks for his shadow, it cannot be found. He was such a moody child, very hard to touch. Even as a baby, he never smiled too much. No, no. No. She said, you're ugly, she said, please hug me, I said. But she just sat there with the same flat stare that she saves for me alone when I'm home. When I'm home, take me home. He laid out the rifles, he loaded the shotgun. He stacked up the cartridges along the wall. He knew he would need them for his conversation. If it went as he planned, then he might use them all. He said, listen, you people, I've got a question. You won't pay attention, but I'll ask.
Am I a fire? questioned as he stepped from his car. Tom Scott ran across the street, but he never got that far. The police were there in minutes, they set up barricades. He stepped right on over them in a half-mile circle in that dumbstruck city. His pointed questions were sprayed. He knocked over Danny Tyson as he ran towards the noise. Just about then the ants started coming, sweet, sweet joy. Thudding in the clock face, winding off the walls, reaching up to where it sat there answering calls. 37 people got his message so far. Yes, he was reaching them right where they are. They set up an assault team, they asked for volunteers. They had to go and get him, that much was clear. And the word spread about him on the radios and TV. Inappropriately sober tones, they asked, who can it be? For me, and I can hear them coming for me. Soon they'll be here, but there's nothing to fear. Not anymore, though they blasted the door. As the copter dropped the gas, he shouted, who cares? They can hear him laughing as they started up the stairs. They stormed out on the catwalk, blinking at the sun. With their final fusillade, his answer had come.